Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. Today we're talking about sinus infections with Dr. Alan Beachy. Dr. Beachy joined Cooper Clinic Fiona Hills Family Practice in 1987, and he is a board-certified physician by the American Board of Family Practice. Dr. Beachy, with cold and flu season in full swing now, how can an individual tell the difference between a stuffy head and a sinus infection?
Well, there certainly can cause a stuffy head, including viruses and allergies and dry air in the wintertime. So this time of year, it's not uncommon to have a lot of congestion. However, the sinus infection, one would have a pressure in the face and colored drainage, real discolored drainage and nose, that kind of thing. So it's usually a lot more than just a nasal congestion.
Are some people more likely than others to develop a sinus infection?
Yes, people that have ongoing allergy problems or other things that cause nasal congestion. Allergy is probably the most common, but frequent respiratory infections or patients who have, for some reason, have had a lot of sinus infections in the past seem to be more likely to get them again, probably because of the structure of their nose and the openings of the sinuses may not be as large as other people.
Now, you mentioned the allergies. What causes an infection, a sinus infection?
Well, that's actually where bacteria move in a stagnant pond. If the mucus is kind of able to move in and out and kind of wash out infection, that type of thing, you tend not to have infection as much. But when the mucus is stagnant and it sits there for a while and bacteria move in, and bacteria basically are what causes the infection itself.
Are sinus infections contagious?
This infection with the bacteria, and very occasionally would be something like a fungus or something like that, but usually we're talking about bacteria. That part is not contagious. The contagious aspect may be the viral respiratory infection or something like that that preceded the sinus infection. That actually is not usually very contagious at all.
At what point should a physician be consulted?
I generally recommend, if given it at least 2 or 3 days, viruses and that type of thing, you can have colored drainage and some sinus headaches and that type of thing. But those symptoms usually will clear within 3 or 4 days or so. My rule of thumb usually is colored drainage, and it's a lot of sinus pressure in their face and that type of thing, and their symptoms are not improving within a week, then I usually recommend that they come in and be seen.
Now, does a sinus infection always require an antibiotic?
Not always. Again, if one is able to move out the mucus and kind of clear out the sinuses in other methods, such as sinus rinses and things like that are available over the counter, you actually may not need an antibiotic. However, usually, of course, by the time they come in to see us, have tried some of those things and seem to be lingering on, and it does seem to speed things up if we go ahead and use an antibiotic.
What type of over-the-counter medications are best for the symptomatic relief?
I think one of the best things is the saline nasal spray or that type of thing. There's one, I'm not pushing a brand particularly, but Simply Saline is one that is not irritating to the nose. But the saline nasal sprays, one could use those as often as you need to, and it tends to help mobilize the mucus and kind of move things out. And there's sinus rinses that you can buy over the counter that actually irrigate the sinuses. It's more aggressive. It's more of a, you actually have to stand over the sink and use these things. Those can actually kind of help flush the sinuses out. And then medicines like Mucinex and Robitussin, some of those kind of things can help irrigate and flush out the infection as well. Decongestants could be used, but you have to be careful with those if you have high blood pressure or other things that might actually cause problem with a decongestant. Drying antihistamines are generally not recommended. If you have a lot of runny nose, some of the antihistamines can dry up the drainage, but if you dry up the drainage too much with some of the drying antihistamines, such as Benadryl or some of those, it can actually make the mucus thicker and do the opposite of what you would want it to do, and actually could increase the chances of you having an ongoing sinus infection.
Goodness gracious. So basically, if you can blow your nose and get that stuff out, that's the best thing.
That's the best thing.
Or you can always contact Dr. Alan Beachy at Cooper Clinic's Fiona Hills Family Practice.
Yes.
Dr. Beachy, we appreciate you visiting with us about sinus infections today on Call with Cooper Clinic.
Well, thank you very much.